That bit of music is part of a cantata, an Italian term for a work that usually involves a chorus and an orchestra. But this cantata is not in Italian or German or even French. It's inspired by a Native American language that has not been spoken in decades. The production is based on the oral history of a California woman who was one of the last members of her tribe to speak that language. Now an opera singer and a composer have teamed up to put her oral history to music. From member station KQED, Sasha Coca brings us the story.
Joseph Mondragon was just 8 years old when a man with an olive-green soldier's coat came to live in his family's basement in Monterey. The year was 1929.
Grandma told him that she knew he was coming. She felt it. She had a premonition that he was coming to open the gates for our people. Let the Caucasians know the Indian way, the history of our people, which nobody knew for a long time.
The man was John Peabody Harrington, a linguist from the Smithsonian who spent 4 decades gathering notes on native languages spoken from Alaska to South America. He'd come to record the oral history of Mondragon's dying grandmother, Ascensión Solórzano de Cervantes. She was a famous herbal healer and the last fluent speaker of Mutsun, the language of the Amamutsun tribe that lived near California's central coast. Today, her grandson Mondragon is 86 years old, and he's sharing his own memories of Ascensión with a different kind of translator.
Oh, I see.
He'll start out with her photo, and then these are the baskets.
Yeah, I see them, yeah.
And then this is hers that's in the Smithsonian.
Yeah, this is the one she made.
Mezzo-soprano Helene Joseph Weil is a music professor at California State University, Fresno. She first learned about Ascensión Solórzano 20 years ago when she saw a picture of her in the San Francisco Chronicle.
And I was so moved by it, and there was something about her photo that just mesmerized me that I suddenly said, I have to sing her. How can I sing her?
Joseph Weil adapted Ascensión's oral history into a libretto, which award-winning composer Benjamin Boone set to music.
And now it seems to me a curious thing that if the scientists desired so much to know the San Juan language, that they waited until all those that talked it best were dead and finished.
She trusted Harrington. As she said in one of her quotes, direct quotes to him, it's a curious thing that the Americans waited until all those that were dead and finished to find out about the tribes and their language, and then they just came and scribbled on any old thing. But she said, together, you and I are going to make that right.
In this scene, called Lamentation, composer Benjamin Boone tries to express the horror of Native American genocide through wide leaps in the choral parts, dramatic sounds that are almost discordant.
Hide in the hollows of the tree.
The cantata has won the praise of historians, musicians, and Native American scholars, like UC Davis professor Martha Macri. She's spearheading an effort to digitize the oral histories collected by Smithsonian linguist J.P. Harrington. She says setting these histories to music is an innovative idea, and one she thinks Helene Joseph Weil has handled respectfully.
It's not someone trying to imitate Native culture and pretend. She has really taken her great respect and regard for Ascensión and translated it into an art form that is her art form. It can seem quite incongruous, but in fact, she's presenting Ascensión's words and life to an audience that might otherwise not come across it.
For the aria depicting Ascensión's death, Joseph Weil and Boone made the first recording of the bells of Mission San Juan Bautista. Boone arranged the sound of the bells to accompany a centuries-old Gregorian chant discovered in the mission archives. That's fitting since Ascensión was buried in the mission cemetery, home to some 4,000 Native American graves. Ascension Solórzano's descendants say they hope the new cantata highlighting her oral history will bring attention to their tribe. Although Ascension Solórzano was likely the last fluent speaker of the Amamutzun language, there are some 600 tribal members alive today, and they're still struggling for federal recognition. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
You can see an audio slideshow about Ascension at npr.org/music.